David, we're looking forward to your coming up on the bond. The Subcommittee on Committee Appointments.
Subcommittee on Committees.
Subcommittee on Committees will come together. We have a few items to do here today. The first one, I should pass it out so you can all look at it while we talk about the rest of these. The House is interested in setting up a joint committee on the bridge collapse. And the idea was to have 8 members of the House, 8 of the Senate. And it would be 5-3. And so I've talked with Senator Murphy, and he's given a suggested list of names. And I think some of you have may be aware of that discussion. And so 2 things we'll hand out. We'll hand out the kind of the charge to the committee, Joint Committee on Bridge Collapse. So it'll be a document like this. And this has been something that we've worked with the House on. So members need to read the charge. And then the suggested list of members, that is basically Senator Murphy has kind of looked at his committee. He kind of wanted to limit it to his committee. That made some sense. And the list of people he thinks would be good appointments, we will hand out it. And where is that? Is that in the packet?
It's already in the packet.
What does that look like?
That's it. Done right there.
Okay, yes, this sheet. That's... So first, why don't we look at the charge? And the idea there is to kind of fulfill our responsibilities constitutionally in terms of legislative oversight. And the idea would be to look at the decision-making process over the years within the agency and review any fixing that needs to be there, also to consider the staffing and so forth with regards to inspection, maintenance, and repair, and to just give us a bit of a look back so that we can be assured in the future we make whatever changes are necessary so that this doesn't happen again. That's the idea. And I think you can tell from the tone of the charge that it's intended to be bipartisan and kind of legislative oversight. And I'll just be quiet while you read that so members have a chance. Senator Olson, we're looking at, we have various appointments here we'd like to make, but we're looking at the House and the Senate. Speaker and I have been discussing a joint committee on bridge collapse, and the charge of that committee is something we've been working with the House on, a sheet like this. Do you have a copy of that? And that's what members are reading now. So, yep, so look that over. So, questions on the charge of the committee. Obviously, as always in the Senate, committees tend to do what committees tend to do. But this is to try to, jointly with the House, outline what we are suggesting here, would like them to do. And it's not meant to duplicate the National Transportation Safety Board or anything like that, because we obviously don't have the expertise or anything like that. Senator Snuff.
Mr. Chairman, just an observation, I guess. And I realize that the bridge collapse kind of drives the committee. In the last week, there's been a couple of incidents where I've talked to people who have had accidents, not so much on bridges, but just on the regular roadway, where there was either holes or lack of upkeep. And I'm wondering how public safety in that regard is connected with bridge safety. In the case of one of the accidents, it was just plain holes in the road that haven't been maintained. And maybe this is narrowed in and you want to target it just to bridges. And obviously, we've got a lot of bridges, I'm sure, across the state that would keep them busy for probably years. But there is, a concern out there amongst the driving public about the public safety of our highways, too.
Mayor Wilson.
This has been my first year back on the Transportation Committee. But one of the things that the MnDOT has... has both a plan of action relative to all of the kinds of functions, whether it's safety, there's a whole bunch of categories that they report back to the Transportation Committee on with their own assessments as to how they are doing and how they're achieving on that. And we've had, a fair discussion of that. I would think that at the first point, one ought to look to this Transportation Committee to see if what, in fact, they are... if the measures that they are examining and expecting reporting on are adequate, particularly in the more expansive role. I think you're focusing here on one particular, one particular incident and what one category of review and practice within the department as to how it might pertain to this whole issue. So this is much more focused. I think one should probably look to the Transportation Committee for the larger picture and see whether what we're doing there is adequate.
This group is not intended to deal with the whole debate about transportation investment. That is the Transportation Committee. And this is a more focused joint activity between the House and Senate. And... there have been discussions back and forth about whether it should be limited to just Transportation Committee members. I personally could go either way on that, but the suggested list is Transportation members, and I will say this is the chair of the Transportation Committee's preference for membership on this group. I'm comfortable with it. It's our decision here.
Do we have that?
It's a separate sheet. And I guess the issue is these are people that have some understanding, since they serve on the committee, what the issues are with the agency. Therefore, that's a good group to choose from. Okay. I just suggested to Senator Murphy that you wanted it strongly bipartisan, so it's 5-3 under this suggested list, and that you should have a mix of more senior and newer members, and also some... The regional aspect wasn't that important, really, I didn't think. But there is some regional balance here. I frankly don't think the regional issue is even a big deal for this particular thing. But it is regionally balanced, Senator Bergman.
Will we also, in addition to where it's been implied in here, look at the technology available for inspecting bridges?
I presume they would go there, yes. But I presume that they would use... The intent of that last sentence is, we're not trying to duplicate efforts of others. But, yeah, I'm guessing that there'll be a whole... I think the governor has set in motion a discussion of that in the agency or with an outside consultant on the adequacy of inspections and technology and stuff. So I presume this committee will discuss that with the agency, too.
So, and are the criteria for inspections set by the state or are they actually national? Are they federal?
My
sense was that they're federal.
I don't know.
So what are our engineers following?
Well, it's a federal highways, I suppose. But
well, this was a federal highway.
That we're going to find out.
We're looking at more.
We're going to find out.
We're looking at more, obviously, than federal highways here. We're looking at state But I think to answer Senator Berglund's question, I think that's the fifth paragraph kind of talks about the agency adequately funded and staffed, inspect, maintain, repair. I think that's what you were kind of getting at. I think that covers it quite well.
Mr. Chair.
It's intended to be a professional legislative oversight function focused on the bridge issue. That's what it's intended to be. See if we can make sure that it doesn't happen again. That's all.
So, Mr. Chair?
Senator Samuel.
Mr. Chair, the question that I hear most often about this, the idea hasn't been around that long, is why does not the Transportation Committee do this, either in joint session or separately as House and Senate bodies? And I don't, frankly, know the answer to that. It does seem to me that that really is their jurisdictional purview, and that they have it already. It might be because it gets too large. I could understand that. But they are meeting, as I understand, tomorrow, or at least some body is meeting tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Would it be the intent that this body meet tomorrow, or would it be the joint committees?
I don't believe they meet tomorrow.
It's a joint House and Senate Transportation Committee meeting tomorrow.
Yeah, and that's something that the two chairs are doing.
Okay.
Okay, I don't know what they're doing. Well, I presume they're looking at, I don't know what they're doing.
Well, Mr. Chair and Senator Sanchez,
they're looking at the design of the new bridge.
Yes, reviewing the replacement plans.
Okay.
And these on the Senate side are all members of the Transportation Committee. Mm-hmm. The House may or may not be. Okay. I think this is an oversight function that generally the committees have, yes.
They can do it anyway.
But I think some additional focus right now on bridge safety is pretty apropos.
Well, and I think, you know, the Transportation Committee is going to be having a larger charge, and they may or may not want to have joint meetings. But as you say, there's going to need to be some in-depth focus on safety on the bridges. And it's too big of a group, it's really hard to have it be a
known. Other thoughts?
Mr. Chairman, do you want any kind of a time frame on this, or is this just kind of like one of those ongoing investigations that the federal level has?
There was originally that they would at least preliminary report to us by the time session starts, and the request was to take that out by the House. I think what they will do is get to work at some point here on a separate track from working on legislation for special session or for the February session. And once they know something, they'll tell us what they know, I presume. But we don't want this going on forever. But, you know, some of this takes some time. I mean, the NTSB is at least a year, if not 18 months. But I wouldn't think this would take a year or 18 months.
Well, Mr. Chair, how do you... One question that has been going through my mind as I've been reading and setting all the things around this, but how do you make any judgments or analysis of the practice until you know what the results of the study are that determine what the cause was? Because then you at least have some focus as to if there's some of the elements that were in existence were not the cause, and we're focusing on them as a part of oversight, but we're missing the point because we don't have appointees, don't have all of the resources to make those. It would be a lot simpler to carry out this function and analyze it in relation to some actual facts that you have about the cause of the collapse. And that's kind of what we're missing now. And I wonder do you think it will take a whole year to get to some of that? You'd think they would be able to reach some conclusions faster than that as to what might have been the trigger.
All I know is what I read in the paper. I personally talked to the NTSB gentleman, I forget his name right this second, but and in that discussion it was as either day or 2 days after the collapse, he said it would take a year. And then I read in the paper 2 or 3 days later that he thought it would be 18 months. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I don't think they even really know exactly how long.
Well, Mr. Chair, I think the concern I'd have is that if we're going through an exercise that doesn't have some foundation with information of the causes, I would certainly hate to see it degenerate into a witch hunt. I don't think we need that if we're going to really work on some real problem solving in the whole area, as well as a respect for the status of the recovery efforts and all the emotions that go with that.
Okay, Senator Berglund moves that. We haven't talked specifically about these names. Are people comfortable with these names? 5 and 3, I think, isn't it?
Maybe we could take this first.
Oh. Yeah. Okay. Senator Berglund moves the charge statement for the Joint Committee.
Well, a couple more.
Senator.
At least one more. The way I read this, the so-called investigation would be related to MnDOT. I don't see anything here that would suggest that this committee would get involved with a contractor, the Corps of Engineers, and anybody else. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Are there issues related to subpoena power? Standing committees have subpoena power. This one would not.
There have been general discussions about that. I think the consensus is if that becomes necessary, we can work it out. I don't know that it would become necessary, ever. But if it did, I think the general consensus, something can be worked out.
Sure.
If you want further discussion, Mr. Watson can describe that a little more than that, if you'd like.
Sure. I don't think it's clear that it doesn't, right?
Well,
at this point.
I don't think anybody's looking for it right this second, but Mr. Watson.
Mr. Chairman, Senator St. John, it's clear that this is not a standing committee.
Yeah.
It's also clear that an interim committee has subpoena power. And the question is whether this committee set up during the interim is an interim committee or not, because usually the interim committees are just the standing committees working during the interim.
Okay.
So is this an interim committee or is it not an interim committee? I think this is a case of first impression. But we do have the full finance, full transportation committee would be available to authorize subpoenas as well as perhaps the rules committee.
One more question. Where would the report go? Just the legislature in general or back to the transportation committee? The world, obviously. It's a public document.
Where would you like it to go?
I suspect it'd be generally available. It seems,
this will be public. They're going to be there working public.
It needs to go back to the transportation committee for implementation, I would believe, but that's probably somewhat natural.
Well, you'll notice here it says this intends to be a public event.
Right.
Review and make its recommendations in an open and public process. So if you thought it was necessary to point out that they would make their report to the House and the Senate, maybe that would be appropriate to add that sentence. Report, but doesn't it say here that they're going to give us recommendations? Where is that?
It's on the third.
Third to the last paragraph.
Why don't we say make its recommendations to the House and the Senate? Right there. Just to the legislature? Mr. Watson, what would be suggested language?
Well, Mr. Chairman, we do have a normal process for making recommendations to the legislature. There's a statutory process for how you file those reports with the Legislative Reference Library and the Chief Clerk and the Secretary of the Senate. We also often provide for reports just to be made to a particular committee or group of committees.
Let's do the legislature. Senator Sengem, make its recommendations to the legislature.
Yeah.
make its recommendations to the legislature using an open and public process. Okay, so Senator Bergen incorporates that. Any discussion? Anybody? We don't normally ask for testimony here, but does anybody have any thoughts on this in the audience? Okay, on the Bergen motion, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, motion adopted. Then, Senator Bergen, do you want to forward this list of...
Yeah, I would move we adopt recommended appointees to this joint committee.
Thoughts on that list? People comfortable? Senator Bergen moves it. Discussion, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, motion adopted. Okay, thank you, members. Then let's move to Ms. Nguyen. Do you want to join us here? I think you can sit at the table there. We have, I don't know if we're going to get all these appointments made, but we have a few we can make. Why don't you start us, where do you want to start, at the top? Okay, so the Financial Crimes Oversight Council, the suggestion is Senator Olson. She chairs the Data Privacy Subcommittee.
Not this one.
Olson M or Olson G?
Oh, Mary Olson. I'm sorry,
thank
Senator
you.
Mary Olson.
Thank you.
Is she willing to serve? She may be drafted. Senator Stump moves that Senator Mary Olson be our appointment to the Financial Crimes and Oversight Council. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed. Motion adopted. Game and Fish Budgetary Oversight Committee. The suggestion is Senator Chaudhry. For better or for worse, he has been suggested by the DNR. I don't know if that's a plus or a minus. I think that's a plus.
I'm sure Senator Chaudhry wants to make sure we have plenty of fish.
Senator Olson moves Senator Chaudhry to the Game and Fish Budgetary Oversight Committee. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right. Opposed. Motion adopted. Gang and Drug Oversight Council. Senator Higgins appears to be the appropriate person. She sits on, she chairs a committee. I think Senator Ingebrigtsen had also expressed some interest, but it appears that Senator Higgins would be the appropriate. Senator Senjum moves Higgins. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed. Aye. Motion adopted. Healthcare Transportation Transformation Task Force. I'm not even going to ask. Apparently, Senator Rosen and Berglund are the preferred choices at this point. There's apparently, I think...
We've already begun
meeting, and I think there was some discussion during the conference committee process. For full disclosure, Senator Bergen,
we should go ahead and be there.
And for full disclosure, I think during the conference committee process, these were the names that kind of had been discussed.
So the suggested appointees.
Rosen and Berglund by Senjum. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed. Motion adopted. Indian Affairs Council. Now, as I understand it, we have already made these appointments, but it has now been made smaller.
Senator Lori carried a bill this last session reducing the number of Senate appointees from 3 to 2.
So who are
the original three were Senator Mary Olson, Senator Vickerman, and Senator Betsy Workin.
I think Senator Olson would probably still want to be on.
And so does Vickerman.
Does Senator Vickerman have a lot of tribes in his district?
Senator Vickerman feels pretty strongly. Do you want to set this one aside for further consultation?
Yeah, let's do it.
I thought it would be simple also, but the recommendation is Olson and Vickerman. Vickerman's the chair, and Olson is the most directly impacted. So should we set it aside? Okay. And I know Senator Worgen wants to be on there.
Well, she's affected too, clearly.
She has my lack.
Maybe we should have increased
so
the size.
Why do we increase it?
Yeah, what's Senator Lori do this for?
We'll move on for now.
We create our own problems.
Legislative Electric Energy Task Force. The ex officio member was changed in the omnibus budget bill from the chair of the policy committee to the chair of the budget committee, I guess. So this suggestion, and that's a direct swap between Sotvier and Ellen Anderson. The suggestion here is don't change the membership. Just now officially appoint Sat Chaudhry because he was ex officio before. But now it's Ellen Anderson who's ex officio. Have I described that correctly?
Yes.
So this, by appointing Chaudhry, we don't change the makeup. That's the path of least resistance right now.
What is an ex officio? All the 10 get to vote.
Mm-hmm.
So what is it?
Okay. Why the bill changed that, Senator, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't. That's fine. These are the
Benson 10. Moves Chaudhry. Senator Chaudhry. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed. Motion adopted. You know, this is one of the reasons some of these bills should end up going through the Rules Committee.
Yes. I thought
they did.
Well, I'm guessing it came back in an omnibus budget bill. We will research that, Ms. Nguyen. Let's research that.
You don't have to research. It did.
The Mississippi River Parkway Commission. Finally, Senator Senjum gets to do something. The recommendation is Senjum and Pappas.
Pappas?
Pappas. She's interested.
Senator Torres?
Yes. Okay. Pappas is interested.
Senator Torres would like to be taken off.
Would like to not be on it. I served on this way back when. So, all right, so Senjum moves, well, Metzen moves Senjum and Pappas. Discussion, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, motion adopted. Is that all we can do today?
Good training ground.
Yes.
Okay, how many, don't give us a list, but how many do we have left that we have to appoint? Are we getting close?
This is about a third.
Oh. Okay. One of the ones we have to appoint, we've got four or five members on both the advisory committee to the Regents selection and advisory committee to the Minsky selection. So if you've got somebody that you think is a good person for that, you might want to be thinking about that. I don't think they are doing any work here for a while, so there's no urgency, but that's one of the larger ones that I'm aware of. So, okay, anything else for today? We will be back at appointments at some point. Oh, Senator Senjum and I, according to Senate rules, have the authority to add members to committees, and we're going to add Senator Lynch to the bonding committee.
It's not big enough yet.
It's not big enough, apparently.
Are there enough chairs? But
35 members.
Why don't you say who isn't
going to
be?
Senator Langseth has been consulted, and he thinks Senator Lynch would be a fabulous addition. Ms. Nguyen, the working group on state role in trade policy, has the majority leader made a decision there yet? Or the minority leader? Has the minority leader made? David, all right. Have we made? This is just for purposes of telling people. Have I made
a
decision?
I have new information now.
Apparently, neither Senator Senjum have made any decisions there.
I have to deal with
the
stuff.
Working group on state role and trade policy.
So. Mr. Chairman, will there be another Rules Committee meeting before September? There are some appointments that are supposed to be in September.
To what?
One that I'm aware of. To a committee that was created by the legislature and human services on better distribution of services. Or will you just do it like you did the last one, you know, informally make appointments and people?
Is this the advisory committee on human service laws and administrative requirements?
Yes.
Well, that was the one I mentioned to you that I was wondering if we could do Flores, Ray, and Sharon. Is that one?
There are three.
Senate. Well, then we'd want to do a minority member. Is that one some Flores, Ray could sit on rather than
I mean, I really don't care, but I did carry the bill, and nobody seemed all that interested in the session, that's for sure.
Flores, Ray is interested. And Sharon is interested.
What's the title of
the Advisory Committee on Human Services Laws and Administrative Requirements.
That's fine. Just go ahead and appoint them, and I'll make sure I get invited to them.
Would be anomalous.
Let's put Paul Coring on there and let him say no.
I don't think he will have time, but that's
is that right?
Okay. I don't object to him.
Would be an obvious. This might because I think he's got a list at his office.
A list of our members.
Would be another obvious member.
Is there a green book here?
Sure.
There's one right there.
We got her loaded up. But is there anybody else on health? I mean, there is, but Ishbach, there's a...
We're going to look at the red book. Why don't we do this? So the motion, Senator Berglund's going to move Torres, Ray, and Sharon, and that we're looking for a minority member.
Fishback or Rosen, did you say? Is this the, from Health and Human Services, a budget or right. policy?
I think Rosen is pretty busy.
Fishback? Is, well, she's going to be on this other one. So. Is there a health policy, too?
How about Senator Hamm? He's kind of analytical.
He's interested. That's fine.
Yeah.
Senator Hamm would be the third choice then. And if he chooses not to serve, we can make a change later. Keep in mind, this is laws, administrative requirements. This is pretty dry stuff.
I know it.
Well, it sounds like it, but it really is about whether we should be consolidating county services, whether the state should take over certain services.
I think he's got a business head that, I mean, that's
you know,
in
relationship to child support, adoption, assistance.
Okay, so Berglund moves Senator Sharon, Senator Torres Ray, and Senator Hamm.
And it was a recommendation of the auditor.
Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, motion adopted. Ms. Newland, any other ones that we're that close on that we could get off the list here? No? Okay. All right, then I think we've covered what we need to today. I'm suspecting on this bridge collapse joint committee the speaker will make her appointments. I think she's been waiting for us. And I think there's a press release that's been prepared between the House and the Senate. Is that correct? Mm-hmm. So why don't we make sure the members of the committee have that? It doesn't say anything more than this, I don't believe so. Okay, meeting adjourned. And now we have a rules committee, right?
I don't know.
So the rules committee.